You're listening to The Voice of the Valley, KROX in Crookston, Minnesota, 1260 AM and 105.7 FM and 92.1 FM in Grand Forks and East Grand Forks. It is 20 till 11 AM here on this Monday, January 15th, as it is time for our Valley Talk program. Joining me today is Linda Morgan, and Linda, you wear many different hats. Linda, how are you doing today?
I'm doing really good, thank you.
And so we've got a couple of different events to talk about. Let's start with the Lions Blood Drive that's going to be coming up.
Yep, we have our annual blood drive that's going to be happening at Trinity Lutheran, and it's going to be on January 23rd and at 12:30 to 5:45, and then also on January 24th from 8 a.m. to 12:30. And so just have to contact me or just go online on Violent and just sign up to give a blood drive. So I know we need a few more people who would like to donate blood. I checked this morning and we just like 16 for one day and 3 for the next day. So if you can give blood, just please sign up or give me a call at 218-281-2144. And my cell phone is 218-289-506. So
the blood drive that'll be coming up here in a in about 8 to 9 days from now. So yes. Really important to give blood, and you know there's a lot of benefits to that too.
Yes, it is, and I know it's and I know that there is a shortage like it is all the time, and we just get the coordinators like myself and the Lions here is just really try to get people to donate blood. And I know there's times that like myself you can't donate because of some health reasons. But if you can, just try to. Saying you're saving a life, and that'll be great if anybody can donate.
So again, that'll be on the 23rd and the 24th coming up. We'll talk about that again later on in the program. And then Snowfest week is going to be coming up as well.
Absolutely. We have another fun week coming up here at the high school and also with the middle school, the Senior High Student Council, which I'm the advisor for. We met the very beginning when we went back to school. I did some little things like before we left for vacation there. But so we have our Snowfest week starting next Monday. So a fun week for the kids. So
yeah. And what's going to start off that week?
I just want to say something. Usually we have it in February, but we could not find a date to try to get everything in, including the dance. And the kids want their dance on that Saturday or Friday. And so that's why I kind of moved it up the end of January there. So, but yeah, we have some new ideas that our student council came up with. On Monday will be Adam Sandler Day. So I kind of asked what that is about, but they kind of explained it to me. So I'm sure all the kids know exactly what to do. And then on Tuesday is Generation Day. And this is something new, too. And it's the middle school. I'll just kind of go through what we kind of put together here. We have the middle school, which are 6th through 8th graders. They'll dress up like babies. So that will be very interesting to see what they dress up as. 9th grade is like toddlers. 10th grade is like college kids. And then 11th grade is like adults or career-wise. So maybe you want to dress up maybe what you want to be as in a career person. And then 12th grade is senior citizens. So that will be I think the babies and the senior citizens will be pretty hilarious of what people will dress up as. Also that day, we're going to have activities day. And this is only going to be for the 9th through 12th graders. And that's going to be during our third hour on that Tuesday. And so we're all going to go in the gym. And we're going to have... a dress up. We're going to give some prizes away of the best dressed of certain groups and stuff like that. So, and then we're going to do some fun activities. We have about 4 different activities that we have planned. One is like musical chairs. One is the gunny sack one. And the other one we did last year was like kind of with a tennis ball and you go around and around and get really dizzy with the bat. That's hilarious. So we just have fun activities for that. And so that kind of wraps up our Tuesday there. And then on Wednesday, the 24th is Wear Pink Day. And, the kids like that one. So I don't know if it has to do with Barbie dolls or Mean Girls, but wear pink. So even the boys have to wear pink for this. So that'll be on Wednesday. And then Thursday, we have Pirate Pride's Day. And we usually switch this, usually that's on Friday, but for personal reasons for myself, the kids were really good about helping me work a few things out. So on Thursday, we Pirate Pride Day, and we're also going to have our Pep Fest. We'll be 7th hour, so it's like 2:25, 2:30. And we'll have our band play. We're going to have, I get my our varsity teams or our teams like our basketball, girls basketball, wrestling, hockey teams do a little skit, a little fun thing. And so hopefully they're working on that. So if they're listening to me now, they better be working on this. And then we just kind of have our dance team is going to do a little performance. And so this is kind of a fun way. And this the middle school will be also in there too. So it's just a kind of a fun get together for the Pirate Pride Day. And then also we'll be handing out 2-1 for our like our coronation for the king and queen of the Wallabia seniors. And then we have our 9th through 11th grade is like our prince and princess. And we'll be announcing those two on that Thursday. And so actually I started voting tomorrow. And they pick out the top 5 for each of the boys and girls from 9th through 12th. And then I'll count those. And then like on Thursday and Friday, they'll pick the winner. And so I'm the only one that knows it until next Thursday. So I keep it very quiet. Usually people are pretty good about not asking me because they know I won't say nothing. So we'll be announcing that next Thursday. And then on Friday, we have our Disney Day. And that's going to be dressed up as your favorite character, Disney character. So that'll be fun to watch, too. See how many Mickey Mouses and all that will be around. And then on Saturday, we will be have our dance through 9th through 12th. And this will be from 9 to 11. And it's just going to charge $5. And we're just going to have our own music. I go get a great DJ for our homecoming. And then I also use the same one for our prom. And so the kids really enjoy that. So just as long as they can come out for a couple hours, dance a little bit, you know, have some goodies and just be together and dress up a little bit. They're fine with that for this one. And so we're just doing a $5 charge. And this is just kind of help with expenses and just put it back into the student council account there. So, and then that wraps up the week. So just one thing I want to go through too is that people probably wonder that is that we already set the date for Mr. CHS. And this is for senior boys to show their talents. And we usually have lots of fun with it. I'm told I'm going to have some boys do it, so I better. So, and that's going to be on March 11th. So I'm sure we'll be back in here and I'll bring the boys back in and we'll talk about more about that at a later time.
Yeah, that'll be an exciting Valley Talk to chat with you guys about. But yeah. Let's talk about Snowfest Week.
Yes.
What's the process like for getting these days set up?
I think just basically probably the hardest part is for me to get with Nate and the activities and make sure we can get this all set up. And so that's why I kind of worked on it with Nate a little bit on, which is our AD director. And we just find a date and exactly works, which we're not losing a lot of people. You know, usually maybe we'd have a dance that Friday night. Well, I know our boys hockey is having a game there and we know we don't want to exclude them either. So to come up with a date, that's what we came up with. And then the kids, I told them over the Christmas break, come up with your ideas and what you want to do. And they did. And they shared them and it didn't take but 20 minutes. We had this all planned and I got it all taken care of with Mr. Torgerson. Make sure it was all okay and he was good with everything. And then just making posters and just, you know, it's for me to do all these little things. And the kids tomorrow, the student council members will go around to their classmates and get the kids signed up for certain activities. So we try to get everybody involved. Some people maybe just want to watch and that's great, but try to get people involved in these activities for that Tuesday.
I'm just very baffled at the Adam Sandler Day. I'd love to know where that came from and if there were any other ideas that didn't quite make it for this week.
That I think that was probably one of the number ones that
really?
Was picked up. That I think when the kids talked, and usually what I do is that I send it to like the president of the student council, and then she has like a group chat, and I think they just got together, and which is great. That's kind of how I do my prom and Leo Club too. Is that I send out one but I email everybody, but maybe for a group text, seems like that's what they look at all the time. They just kind of get together and then just like be prepared. So so that's what they came up with, and these were the ones here are kind of were their top 4 or 5 that they liked. And so I thought it was great. So very well working together on everything, and I've done this been in 13 years, not 13 years for student council, but 6-7 years. I've lost count. But it just kind of goes right in hand right now, but everything just happens. So,
and again, that's going to be January 22nd through the 27th. So next week is going to be Snowfest, and also the voting starts tomorrow too.
Yep, exactly. So we'll get that done. And I delivered the the rosters to the teachers this morning before they started on their day. So that there's three teachers that help me almost every time for homecoming. And it's great that they can just do it and they know exactly what to do. And then they give them back to me at the end of the day. So but.
Should be an exciting and fun-filled week.
It should be. And I just, you know, just hopefully the kids get involved. Some kids don't get involved, but hopefully the kids can, you know, this is why they know in advance, start announcing tomorrow at school. And most of the kids know already. But just to kind of get most of the kids dressed up and, you know, excited to do be involvement. And, you know, like they'll say, well, we don't do nothing. Well, here's your chance. Let's do something. You know, be part of the school. So
yeah, hopefully there's a really great participation from the student body.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, yeah.
How's Leo Club going?
Leo Club is going good. We've had, I got 90 members in Leo Club. It's kind of nice to see my bulletin board kind of getting filled up with projects for, and it's kind of, that's make, like 2020, 21. Ugh. It was tough like anything else is that you couldn't do much. So we just do, you know, go to Highland a lot, go to the Villa Summit, home-delivered meals. And every month I have to send in to a report. There's a lot of behind the scenes, like I think with any job, there's a lot of behind the scenes that we have to do. And so I send a report every month. And at the end of the year, I send in a great big report into what's called the Lions International, which I have to report everything to. And even I'm the secretary for Lions. And so I have to report everything that they do too. So it kind of just all goes hand in hand. And so I send in a big report and I find out, I kind of just not look right because it does take time. So I kind of looked like in December in there and that we have received, this Crookston High School has received the 33rd year in a row of the Excellence Award. And so that is, and that makes us, and it's hard to explain this and people probably don't get it, but this makes this high school number one in the world of doing it consistently 33 years in a row.
And that's the Excellence Award that
Excellence
has been
Award.
Received.
Yep. I know I would receive it like next week that we have a that the Lions get together, but I will not be able to attend that. But I've been asked when he'll be coming at the end of January at one of my meetings and presenting that award to us. So it's just a small award and a certificate. Last year I had beginning of the year or the end of the year, I can't remember. I had Travis Oliver's class to build me a couple it's right above my office and puts all the awards in there and the plaques that the Leo Club has. So I can add the 33rd one up there when I get it. So it's just something that hopefully be there forever, even after I'm done, that it'll just, you know, be proud of this 33 years, this Leo Club. And you know what? We sometimes, you know, kids, we don't do a lot, feel like we don't do a lot, but yet we probably do a lot more than anybody else. So in the United States, I think I just looked, coming up to, there is only 11 Leo clubs in the whole United States that received this Excellence Award. And then that's not saying that they received it in a row, which they did not, because they said they were still the number one Leo club that have received this 33 years in a row. So
that's very impressive. And exactly what is the Excellence Award and like who awards that?
Lions International, which is, it's like, it's a people that are like on top. The Leo clubs are underneath it and, you know, all the Lions and, but there's over, I can't even say how many millions of, clubs there are in the world and organizations. I know the Leo clubs have come down a little bit. I mean, you're just like, even in, Switzerland, there's the Leo club, which my son-in-law's from. And he told me, he says, Linda, I had to go set up for a Leo club there and stuff like that. And I thought of you. So, you know, Leo clubs are all over the world, and it's just that it's a top group of people of the Lions International that vote on this. As Lonnie Sinden reports in, and they look at all the Leo clubs that are in the world, and just, and then they make that determination.
That's quite an incredible feat to be up there with not just high schools in the state or in the country, but in the entire world,
in
and
the
then
entire
to
world.
Receive that award 33 years in a row.
33 years in a row, right. And this is my 13th year. And so Mary Ann Odlin did it for 20 years. So hats off to her. I don't know if I'll be able to do it for 20 years. We will have to see. So, but hats off to her and for actually getting it started in the high school. You know what? It's been going strong, you know, ups and downs like anything else. But it has been And I tell the kids it makes a difference. If you do a couple projects a year, 20 projects a year, it makes a difference. They ask that on your, when you get scholarships, they ask you when you apply for jobs, what kind of volunteerism have you done? And so it looks good. But I said, I want to make sure you're doing some volunteerism, you know, which it helps. An hour, a couple hours, it, you know, it makes a difference.
Yeah, and Leo Club, you guys, you said you guys have been pretty busy since the last time we talked.
Yeah. I mean, I have to say, I'm happy to see that we've gotten more projects. We go over to Highland. There's five different teachers that ask for help, which I have Leo's come over there a lot. Just some little projects too that we help out with, and just helping with the senior citizens. And then home delivered meals. We probably do four or five of them during the school year. I know we're down to us doing two routes instead of all four routes, and I just asked for more for us to cover more routes and just go down for two routes each time. So we can do it more times, just get me down to two routes because of kids. So,
well, congratulations to you and all the Leo Club members on getting the Excellence Award for the 33rd year in a row. That's pretty incredible.
Yes. I'm very proud of the kids, and I'm just proud of, you know, the high school and in supporting this. It's very important to support this kind of organization in schools. You know, like I said, there's not a lot. So for Crookston High School to have this, it's great.
We're talking here with Linda Morgan. Just a couple more minutes left. Let's go back over and talk about the Lions Blood Drive that's going to be coming up again on the 23rd and the 24th.
We have, if you can donate blood, have time to do that, and you're healthy, just go on Vitalant.org, or you can give me a call. I can sign you up, and you can call me on my cell phone, 218-289-5006. Or 218-281-2144, and that's just the school, and just ask for me. But just if you can help give blood. So just trying to reach out to the community. And like I said, it just kind of helps save a life. I mean, I know some of us are scared of needles and all that kind of stuff too, but it's, you know, like I tell everybody, I told the kids, and I have kids that do it, and you know, and it's kind of hard, but I said, the hardest part is just pricking your little finger for iron. I said, that's probably the hardest part, so.
Yeah, it is. And again, where's that going to be taking place at?
At Trinity Lutheran Church. So, you know, thank you to Trinity for letting us do it on the top floor in the youth room. So go in on the east side parking lot where you park, and then you can just take the elevator up. We will have Lions working the tables. So just if you can help out to give blood. And it's needed, you know, it is needed all over, not just in this community, but all over.
And is there a specific time frame on those two dates that people need to show up?
Yep. On Tuesday, is from 12:30 to 5:45. And then on that Wednesday is 8:00 to 12:30. So, and I do have time slots available. Maybe a couple are filled in there, but there are time slots available. So.
And then Snowfest is going to be from the 22nd through the 27th, all different kinds of dates going on. There's going to be the voting that starts tomorrow. That will be revealed on the 25th, and should be a really exciting week for that too.
Yep, absolutely. I mean, the girls get little beanies, and I get little crowns made on that. And so I got that done already too over the Christmas break. And then the guys get little hats with little crowns on. So just, you know, nothing, you know, just something simple that, you know, guys wear hats, girls wear like caps and stuff. So it's just something very simple that we can do. But it's lots of fun.
And then one final congratulations to you and the Leo Club for the Excellence Award for the 33rd year in a row. And thank you to the Leo Club for everything that you guys do for the community.
Thank you. Yes. I wish we can do more. And I mean, is it need any something simple? I try to get kids to help to do certain things. And just like it's kind of tough in this day and age too. So, I try to do the best I can getting the kids involved.
Well, you do a great job, and the kids do an excellent job, following through on what they do. So,
thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that.
So thank you very much, Linda, for joining us on our Valley Talk program, and we'll speak again later down the road.
Okay, sounds great. Thank you for having me.
So that was Linda Morgan on today's Valley Talk program.